Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Sunny Dunedin, Florida.
Hey, Rockin' the Suburbs community, this is Dave from Kenosha, and I'm calling in with some of my faves from 2024. The song that struck me the most this year was Cherokee Purples by American Aquarium off the excellent Fear of Standing Still album. The first time I heard it, I had to hit repeat and listen to it again. The lyrics and imagery of family, one's youth, it definitely struck a chord with me. Had me thinking back to my own youth and family, and definitely can relate to how a memory comes flooding back so fast, as the song states. Now, there are a lot of great albums to choose from this year. McCoy Tyner and Joy Henderson's Forces of Nature, Live at Slugs, maybe had the most wow moments for me. It was a never-before-released live show from 1966, and it had me smiling in absolute awe of the playing throughout. Henry Grimes and Jack DeJohnette round out this band, and the performance that includes some beautiful ballads and two 25-minute jams. If you're a fan of the improv jams of the likes of Grateful Dead or Fish, you should check these out. In and Out is one of these jams and kicks off the record with some fiery sax playing from Joe. The rest of the band really takes off and shines at various points throughout this jam and the rest of the album. It's a fantastical musical journey and one that I'll be enjoying again and again. Happy New Year to all, and wishing everyone in the Rocking the Suburbs community the best in 2025. Thank you.
Hi, this is Rob Brown from sunny Dunedin, Florida, and my picks for best album and best song of the year are On My Knees by MJ Linderman. That would be the single. And the Mesthetics and Brandon Lewis album. I think that the Mesthetics really benefited from having a saxophone player on that, and it really kicked it up a notch. As a longtime Fugazi fan, it's great to see that rhythm section doing something interesting. So you guys have a great year, and until next year, this is Rob Brown from Dunedin signing off. Thank you.
It's a fantastic musical journey and one that I'll be enjoying again and again.